Welcome to The Cooldown, a Bailiwick Express podcast where we meet the people making the sports headlines. Hello, I'm Nick Mann, and today we're looking back on an exciting 2 days of interinsular netball action at Beau Séjour. Jersey remained dominant, including a 65-29 win in the Senior A fixture, and while that was to be expected, there was plenty to digest. Later you will hear from Jersey head coach Serena Kirsten, but before we get to that, I sat down with Guernsey head coach Sally Kearns and co-captain Don Abreu to analyse what happened.
You spoke about closing the gap beforehand. Do you think you've achieved that?
Absolutely. I said beforehand that we had a list of targets, and other than the first quarter of the Senior A game, they absolutely nailed those targets. So our main target was to keep them for every quarter within 10 goals. So the first quarter blew out a little bit, but we sort of recouped, and I was really proud of how the girls kind of went back on in the second quarter and really sort of changed their game and adapted. You know, the second quarter was then only 15-11. We forced Jersey to make some changes. And then overall, we absolutely kept it within that 40. When you consider the last couple of times we played them, it's been over 50. So those are big improvements for me and big gains for a year's worth of a programme.
What do you put that down to, Donna?
I think it's the mindset of the girls. I think we've come a long way. I think, you know, I mean, that first quarter, I think, you know, Jersey really came and took the game to us. And I think the fact that all of us managed to adapt our game to the situation, I mean, their defence was very strong. They played their goal defence more of a off the body sort of flying type defence. And I think the first quarter we struggled with potentially how to feed the shooters. But as the game grew, I think we grew as players and we adapted on court. And yeah, really pleased to come out of the game having met our targets. And I think, you know, realistically going into the game, that's what we needed to do so that we had a goal and coming off court and achieving that was really positive.
And great atmosphere down there as well. I mean, how does that play into things?
Yeah, I think we mentioned beforehand that the crowd would definitely be the eighth person, and it was definitely really obvious for us when they were behind us and when that noise went up that actually sometimes it played in our favour, in that we, you know, when we were in defence, for example, you know, that noise really carries you through and gives you that extra little step. However, some of our game plans are around control in attack, and in that first quarter, certainly as soon as the volume went up, our play went up. So it was quite obvious that we were definitely having the crowd behind us, and that home crowd was brilliant. But we were also learning through the game and through the weekend how to play with it. You know, for some of those youngsters who took to court, they'll never have had more than, you know, mum and dad watching them. So it was a fantastic atmosphere down there, and certainly for my home, you know, my first home insulars, it was absolutely brilliant to see the support that Guernsey Netball has from parents, friends, family and everyone around them.
And that first quarter, it's obviously noticeable that how well Jersey came out. Fundamentally, what makes the difference between the sides at those points?
I think, you know, Jersey, they're very, very strong. I mean, they are competing regularly away in the regional campaign. You know, they've done extremely well to make playoffs, going potentially up into Prem. I think potentially a bit of match play. I think, you know, we'll go away looking at where we can try and get some match play. We've got the armed forces coming over in June, so that will be great for us to be able to play some different opposition. I think, you know, in domestically, we're playing, you know, the same players week in, week out. Sometimes we know what we're going to come up against. So I think key for us is potentially getting some match play against some different opposition and, you know, to build on what we've been doing in training.
There's some valuable experience, I guess, being gained off the bench as well for some of the younger players that you brought on.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we spoke beforehand about that sort of backbone and that spine of experience, and that they certainly stepped up, you know, on the game yesterday, in the A game and in the B game. But the youngsters certainly flew for me, and it was really nice seeing the different combinations on court. And in all the games, in the 19s, the Senior A and the Senior B, we used every single one of our members of the squad, and it didn't make a difference on court to our game plan. So everybody took on board what we've been learning and what we've been practicing, and was really able to go on in different combinations and stick to that plan. So during the B game, for example, you know, we brought that back to within 2 goals at one point. And, you know, my heart rate, I kept getting monitors on my watch saying, you know, what's your heart rate doing? So the Bs, you know, they really, really stepped up with a really cohesive team. the A's, whatever combination I put out on court, people were coming off, were able to watch that game and to learn from it. And that's really important to me. We spoke a lot beforehand about adjusting to umpires and adjusting to style of play. And in the first quarter, you know, if anyone took a picture of me, my head was in my hands for the first, you know, kind of 10 minutes, because I thought, oh gosh, everything we've done, you know, and it wasn't coming to play. But credit to every single member, whether they be 16 years old or they be beep years old, you know, they went on and changed it. And when we were getting that ball to our shooters, you know, Donna and Vicky shot it, you know, over 75% yesterday. And that's all we can ask of them. So for me, it's just still the same story as we've been saying all year, is about taking personal responsibility, minimizing errors. Jersey made very, very few mistakes. And that is a big part of the game, that we need to learn how to minimize those errors. So a couple of the girls said to me as they came off, I think it was in the B game, my God, we've got to be on it 100% of the time. And I said, absolutely. And, you know, we spoke a little bit about our fitness, that some of the girls, you know, were putting out on court a good half hour of solid work and they were done, you know, whereas Jersey just seemed to have that little extra bit in them and able to lift their game a little bit more, whereas we were putting 100% out all the time and didn't really have that extra little lift. So there's lots of stuff for us. And, you know, Andy, our S&C coach, has already been in touch saying he can't wait for an off-season programme. So the girls are definitely going to know what's hit them when we go for improvements for the next stage.
Must be great, Donna, seeing that momentum building from last year and seeing the work that everyone's been putting in actually paying dividends now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think from under 11s all the way through, the improvement was there to be seen. I mean, for example, I coached the under 14s and they nailed their targets, and the performance they put out was so much better, so much stronger. You know, they were prepared. And, you know, all I can ask from those girls is to meet those targets and aspire to do that. So, yeah, really pleased with what we did. And hopefully, you know, we'll just build and get stronger from here on. We've got the PDP programme for the under 13s and under 15, so hopefully you know, they're going to get stronger and stronger, and then, you know, all the way through, we've got the pathway up with the under 19s coming through into seniors now. So yeah, hopefully, you know, we went out and showed that gap is closing, and you know, ready to put in the next lot of hard work.
And a bit of a word for the successful side of the weekend. I wasn't there for the over 30s games, but I hear it was quite fiery.
That's a good description of it. Yeah, I used the word feisty. I think every one of them was using every bit of their experience on court. So it was a great game to watch. And unfortunately, the A's were warming up for most of it. So they saw the beginning and they saw the end. But yeah, the crowd was very much behind them. And, you know, the experience of some of those players who have played a lot off Ireland really showed in the Vets game. And full credit to them. They put out, an hour of blood, sweat and tears on that court to really sort of take the win. So now we were all behind them, we were all cheering for them, and you know, we know that they all stayed and watched our game as well, and they were, most of them were there all weekend to support all the age groups, which is, you know, really, really important. So full credit to them for not letting Jersey take the clean sweep. We're very grateful.
and I guess it's netball, it's also indicative of the generations across the sport. You've got everybody down there, they're either playing, supporting, coaching. Yeah. They're a parent watching. It's such a great thing to see.
Yeah, we had a discussion yesterday on the bench actually about how cool it would be if we could manage to get a grandma, a mum and a daughter into Interinsulars one year. So we're trying to persuade a few to come back or to have babies early. But no, there were lots of mum and daughter combos out there. There were lots of, you know, a lot of our volunteers, a lot of our coaches, their daughters play, and that's how they've come into the sport, or that they've played previously and they've brought their daughters in. So it's just a really lovely thing to see with all the ages there and the kids cheering on, you know, and getting the chants going and shaking the charity buckets through to, you know, the parents who are coaching and supporting, umpiring and running the tables, doing all the commentary, everything else. So it was a full on family affair and definitely showed me that the Guernsey netball family is strong. So it was lovely.
And what happens now? Is it time to, I guess, recuperate, look back on how it all went, assess it and move on?
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll definitely reflect on that performance and look to build from it. We have another camp in April, so I'm sure Sally will be digesting what happened on court and looking at what we need to do. And then, as I said earlier, we have the armed forces coming over in June, which is great. A really good opportunity to play some different strong opposition. So, yeah, and then we'll be looking at, you know, what we do off season and then start the cycle again. So, yeah, having done that for a year, you know, very positive in terms of what we've done. So we know that it's working. So yeah, it's just to build from that, really.
And our 19s are obviously still massively involved in the regional campaign. So I'm away with them next weekend for a doubleheader. And then they've got a home game coming up in April again. So looking for the Guernsey lot to come out and support them in full again. And hopefully they can maintain their spot in that division for next year.
Yeah, I think from my point of view, we're on a bit of a journey this year in terms of jersey and obviously our team jet side, which a lot of these girls play in. So really nice to be able to step out in jersey colours and, you know, maintain that kind of superiority over Guernsey for another year. So, yeah, really pleased with the result.
And what's most pleasing about that performance? What would you pick out?
I just think our ability to stick to our processes is becoming stronger and stronger. You know, obviously Guernsey each year, they are getting like a little bit better. So, you know, in terms of making sure that our game plan stays true, you know, as I hope they continue to get better, it will be really good for us to see how that you know, what those test matches in 10 years time and you know, when the scoreline's a bit closer, what that looks like for us. But, you know, I think I'm mostly pleased with the fact I was able to rotate the bench, get some, you know, tick some boxes in terms of some player development stuff as well. And, yeah, give the girls a good run out for those who haven't been out in a while. Leo Griffin's been injured for a while, half a season nearly, so it's really nice to see her step out today and shoot so strongly under the post.
And was it important to get off to that strong start as well, that first quarter?
Yeah, I think so. Look, we're away from home, aren't we? So, you know, I think getting out early is strong is important when you're away from home in terms of trying to take the crowd out of things. And we know how comfortable we feel at home, and I didn't want the opposition to be feeling that way and be up against it. So yeah, really pleased with the start, and you know, we were able to get an early foothold and obviously kind of maintain that as the game went on, which is good.
And you showed some strength as well at the end of the game as well, so, like you're saying, bringing the bench on, fresh legs, and it seemed to make a difference as well.
Yeah, we're like, you know, it's, you know, we put 65 goals on the board, so it's tough to maintain that intensity when you're putting up that many goals for a whole game. So it's nice just to obviously try some different combinations and things that we're looking to start to explore. So good to see those working quite nicely as well.
And if we look back a bit over the games yesterday and earlier today as well, so taking it all as a whole, what's pleasing about that?
I think for me, the strap line for this whole Interinsulars is just the power of our youth. You know, we had a couple of 14, 15 year olds representing really strongly our open B level today, and I think from my perspective as a coach, it's really exciting to know that we've got players who can come in and you know, especially that B game, we were a bit under pressure early on in that game, and to be able to bring on such a group of youngsters with such skill level and a level headedness and a maturity about their game, it's great for the future of obviously jersey netball. And yeah, looking forward to see what we can do with those particular characters and see how we can kind of blend them into what we're doing obviously in the senior level. So yeah, really pleasing to see that step up from our youngsters, and at least now I know what they're capable of and kind of what training might look like for them over the next couple of years with us. So it's been great.
And one final word, excuse me, for Guernsey, obviously it's closer than it's been in the last two fixtures that you've played.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, they're obviously looking to improve year on year, and yeah, so are we, I suppose. So I'm sure they'll go back to the drawing board, and hopefully they'll come back stronger next year. And it's good, like, you know, these tests, I think they do need to be stronger, because you know, we're also two islands who want to go out and compete in the UK. So I think for me, the stronger this competition is, the better we're both going to be out in the UK competing as well. So I think it's, yeah, integral really to the future of the Interinsulars that they get better. So I hope they do.
It's brilliant. Yeah. Right, thanks for your time. That was The Cool Down. Thanks again for listening. Please like and subscribe for more. You can find all our sports news on gsy.bailiwickexpress.com and on all our social channels. Sign up to our daily email to keep up to date on all the work the Express team does.